Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Lord Judah. Lord Judah. Lord Judah.
Yes, yes, yes. 1, 2, 1, 2. Here we go again, here we go again. Westchester Put On Interview Series number 5. Tonight, we have three artists out of White Plains, Mount Vernon White Plains, representing those wavy, big city, and recognition. They're going to speak to y'all about what's going on with them, the current movement, current situation. You're going to get a chance to hear some of that music. So, well, it'd be a great interview. Known these brothers for a long time, all very talented, and they ought to have some good things to tell you about what's coming up for them and what's currently going on in their music. So, let's see what we got first here. Let's see. All right. Who we got here?
Yo, it's your boy Big City.
What's good, City? What's happening?
Just another day, big homie. How you feeling, man?
Good. You know, as you saw, you definitely chimed in early in when the train was taking off. You know, so you heard. You heard what I was working on. You heard, you know, the compilation with everybody from Westchester.
And, yes, sir, most definitely. Know, I appreciate you on that one, too, man.
Nah, no doubt. And this is the second phase of it. So now I'm getting a chance to get in depth with the artist that was on it and at the same time, too, be able to highlight you individually and your music specifically so that people can listen in, you know, and also hear from you, you know, because what I've noticed over time is that it's really about creating a vibe for people to get new followers and to get people to get more into your music. So the story is always usually a good thing to reel people into your music. So, you know, I wanted to create this platform so people could hear you talking, hear you vibing, and just create a conversation around your music. So, you know, this is the speaking part of the interview. This is where we just talk and chop it up for 30 minutes. And then what I do is I upload your music on another segment that's an hour long, and I combine it with an interview so that it's like more interactive and fun. And then folks can chime in and listen to it live, and they can also chat about it at the same time. You know, so here we go. So what's going on? I heard all the songs, and they all fire. So, you know, but what's happening? What's the current project you're moving with?
As of
and
right
let people
now,
know about Big City. Let everybody know about Big City.
Pretty much Big City. That's my name. That's just the city that I'm from, you know what I mean? We might be a small to y'all, but in my heart is very big, you know what I mean? The name itself came from my boy, A Gunna. He blessed me with that name maybe a little bit over about 10, 12 years ago. And he said it to me one time, and it just completely stuck. So I loved it from the jump. So I've always been known as Big City. The music itself, it really speaks for itself. If you're from White Plains, you already know what the Dream Team movement is all. We recorded with Judah numerous of times. That's how we got our start. In my man Molly's crib, just working on music, just 8 hours at a time. You know what I mean? I remember Mom Deuce kicking us out and shit.
But yeah, I remember the very first session. Check it out. The very first session was at the Y.
Yeah, we were at the YMCA and everything, man. We were taking that joint everywhere. So pretty much we started out with Ben in high school, and everybody kind of just drifted off and started growing as artists, you know what I mean? And me, the beautiful thing about the Origin of Dream Team is it was not just one style. The whole entire crew was very multi-talented, and not just in music. We have Molly, who takes care of a really big bulk of the ZPLC stuff when it comes down to clothing and everything like that. So it's more than just music. We're trying to just start a big movement. You know what I mean? And say that again.
No doubt.
Yeah. So we pretty much came up with the mindset of, you can't always be in the box. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has that very the word that I'm looking for, I feel like people are very afraid to push the envelope and actually be themselves, do what they want to do, you know, and actually keep it true to themselves. They're really just trying to follow trends, you know what I mean? And one thing that I try to do myself is really not follow any type of trends. I try not to be whoever you hear on the radio or anything like that. Truth be told, I don't even listen to the radio. You know? I feel like it's a lot of repetitive and not too much of the good messages that need to be out there. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. It ain't nothing wrong with turning up, and ain't nothing wrong with all that type of stuff, because I like to do that stuff too. You know what I mean? But I feel like music is missing substance. You know, and the artists now, you can't even really get a good album. It's like your albums sound like greatest hits projects, you know, because it'd be the same song 10 times in a row, you know what I mean, just with different artists and a different style of the beat, you know. No shade to cats like DJ Mustard or anything like that, but even at that, I'm tired of hearing the same tempo. You know what I mean? I want to hear people switch it up and do a lot of different things. That's why when I decided to drop this summer, we hit you with three different styles of music. You know, Get Loose was the turn up party anthem that felt like that old 90s joint or whatever. You know, and Puff doing that, I had to immediately jump on that beat because the joint was two flavors. You know, and then we hit you with I've Been On, and that was actually something that was in the works maybe a year ago, and I grabbed my boy Kenny and I had him jump on it and everything like that, which is my boy Hollywood. He's actually an artist in development right now, so you know, look out for him as well. But once we hit you with I've Been On, that was kind of like the turn up type of, you know, the turn up type of feel. And everything, still keeping it clubbish, but there was still a lot more grittiness to the rhymes and stuff like that. And then the Shorty record, of course, that speaks volumes. You know, that was my mid nineties New York record. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. Like Around the Way Girl track joint. Well, yeah, man. Nah, that joint is flavor, man. You know
exactly. So.
You know, and they all solid, and they all representative, because I've known you for years and your style, so they're all representative of what you bring to the table. So, you know, it's all
Thank
about
you,
the
man.
Next level, that he can keep pushing it to the next level, and you're definitely doing that, you know. So,
yeah, man.
Nah, that's good. So what I'm going to do is I got, you know, because you know Judah is always about the artist community, so I got another call on hold. Let's see who this is, and we're going to chime in and see. Check it out. Who we got here? Who we got here?
Yo, what's going on, Judah? Rack.
All right, Rack. What's up? What's up?
Not much, man. You know me, maintaining.
All right. So, yeah, Rack, thanks for joining in on the conversation. I got Rack Big City at the moment. And
what's good, man?
So,
what's going on, Big Mama? What it is?
Yeah, man.
Word it up. So, Rick, you know, quick opportunity to give people an insight on recognition and what you've been up to and what's going on with you, and give a little history about Rick.
Well, I mean, honestly, man, I'm going to keep it, you know, short and sweet and real simple. You know what I mean? I'm from Mount Vernon. I was born in White Plains. You know what I mean? My real, everybody usually used to know me as Lonnie or Day Day, but you know what I mean? My rap name, Rut, really came like when I was probably about 16, 17, but I've always been a spitter, you know what I mean? I was always good with poetry and words and being very articulate since I was a youngin', but, you know, I really spit my first rhyme when I was probably like 13, 14. I remember it, too. I spit it at the library. I'm one of my peoples in the Ville, but, you know what I mean? I was raised in the Ville. My father's from White Plains. My mom's is, you know, from White Plains and Mount Vernon. And, you know, rap always came natural to me, man. I was raised right, you know what I mean? And from the hood, I ain't really got to act up the hood, but I know how to, you know what I mean, handle my business in the streets and when it comes to business. So, you know, I always had a talent for rapping. I would say that, you know, it could have been genetic a little because my pops was a flower. He used to actually spit with Judah. And, you know, my mom, she was, you know, a poet. She was good at being a poet. So it kind of came natural. So, you know what I mean? Like, as I got into wanting to be a spitter, I started rhyming, really, in, like, rap battles and stuff at Mount Vernon High with some of my boys. You know, the first couple of rhymes and songs I did was on a MacBook. You know, they had a MacBook that I spit off of. And, you know, ever since then, you know, we would bring the MacBook to school and everybody's like, yo, he's nice. I'll be at... Hello?
Yeah.
Well, no, nah, I thought you can hear me. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Besides that, man, just, you know, spitting. Everybody would come in the hallways when I would battle rap. People would always tell me, yo, you need to get in the studio. You need to do this, do that. But, you know, across the next couple of years of my life, I really was just focused on getting money, and put the, you know, the music on the back burner. You know, I even used to talk to Judah when I was, like, 16. And Judah wanted me to, you know what I mean, be a part of his group that he was doing back then because he used to do, you know what I mean, this rap group stuff when I was much younger, Club XL, and, you know, he had B, Killer Whale, and a whole bunch of other guys rapping with him. And I wasn't really ready to commit to the music because I had so much other stuff going on. But as time progressed, relationships, life, you know, getting my own crib, doing what I'm doing, the music came back. You know, I started kicking it with a couple of other artists that people know, you know, local artists from White Plains and Mount Vernon and Yonkers. And, you know, got into the studio, my first official professional studio when I was like 19. And after then, man, that was all she wrote, man. It was like from engineers and producers that I worked with to, you know, people that just knew me from spitting. It was like, yo, this was made for you. So, you know, speeding into the future. You know, Judah told me that he was working on a project and what he wanted to do, and he wanted me to be a part of it. So, you know, he gave me the beat, told me the idea was about things I could see, and then I just took it from there and ran with it. And, you know, that's what now I'm on his album, his hip-hop album. You know, Of course, always got new stuff coming. Like, I just recently, I mean, I did drop the BET Hot 16 last year, 2014, and it was pretty good. I got 1,000 views in like 5 days. People was digging me. It was feeling my style, how I was flowing and what I was saying. And, you know, I thought I could have made it. You know, I was like top three out of 1,800 people. So I thought I was really going to do something big. But, you know, things happen, and, you know, they choose who they want to choose. However, took it, you know what I mean, with a grain of salt. You know, got my other crib, and I just did a couple other songs. I got a song in the archives called Stomp. I got another song in the archives called Conceited, you know, and I was working on those two. Got another song in the archives, you know, that I was working on. And besides that, I kind of took a break from music because I was trying to get my mind right. But now I'm back.
Okay.
And, you know, hashtag, and I dropped the video like 5 weeks ago. It's the I'm back video.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judah
that's
knows about
up.
That one. And just basically letting people know.
Nah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So as we progress with the conversation, you know, I'm going to get back to everybody. And, you know, we got another caller in here now. Let's see who we got here. Who we got right now?
Judah, what's good?
What's good, yo? What's good? All right.
I'm
thank
chilling.
You joining in on the convo.
You already know what I'm hearing right now. That shit sound real good.
Yeah, yo, so Wavy, you know what I'm saying? I knew you for a while, man, and, you know, you always knew I was doing stuff, man, with music and whatnot, and, you know,
man,
you'd when I ran
me from four.
So when I ran into you, man, I told you about what I was doing with the mix, you know, with everybody's music, man, and, you know, and then it was my first chance to hear you, man, and hear what you was doing, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, hearing your music, man, and, you know, I was like, all right, so to hear you now, you about to drop a project, or you just dropped a project, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, definitely, man, people need to hear you and support you. So let anybody know a little history about you and how you got started and, you know, what you're currently working on as far as your project.
You know what I'm saying? It's me, Los Wave, you already know, 914 all day. And Judah, shout out to you for this, making this happen right now, man. You're one of the big homies I already knew from growing up way back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? You've been on this music wave, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I got to give mad love, respect to Judah, man, for this, because this is big right here. This is monumental.
Definitely is. Y'all over here, man, so definitely is, y'all.
You already know. Yo, from day one, though, man. But on Monday, 9/28/2015, you already know what it is, man. I dropped a project called Black Royalty. So, you know, like, I'm pushing that. The second single, actually, off the joint. You know what I mean? I dropped, like, 4 days ago on SoundCloud.com/LosWavy. You could check it out. You know what I'm saying? It got, like, 1,075 in a couple days. So, you know what I'm saying? Cats in Westchester, we really doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? We putting things out there. Man, it started from back in the day. Way back. Been doing music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cannons, Loose Cannons. Cats already know that cat right there. Shout out to Jack Villy. You know what I'm saying? Did some joints with him, BTM all day. We've been grinding. A couple niggas from the borough. You already know. Nigga with City Lights from Boston. Shout out to my G for keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we grinding. You know what I'm saying? We out here grinding,
yeah.
Judah.
Yeah, yo. So what's your current single that you working on right now that you got out there?
Well, right now I got you could check iTunes, Google Play, whatever digital musical outlet you know what I'm saying, you mess with, you could go log in, you could find the single One Life Elevate. But if not, you could even find the project Black Royalty, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you Google it, you'll find Los Wavy. You know what I'm saying? And right now, you know, we just taking it easy. We're trying to put the planes on the map, man. We're trying to put Westchester on the map. Because that's what we got all day.
Nah, I appreciate all y'all for that, man. Everybody just keeping it going, keeping the music going. And, you know, this is only the beginning as far as this train I started moving, man. So eventually, you know, we all on the phone having conversations. Eventually, we're going to be in the same club. Everybody about to get on. You know, y'all going to be coming up to me like, yo, Judah, what time I go on when I go on? And everybody is going to be avoiding yourself. You know what I'm saying?
It's most definitely going to happen.
So that's the next thing. And watch how we talking about it, but watch how that shit about to happen, too. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely going to happen.
Now we're gonna have a conversation with everybody. So everybody, so we can have a good flowing conversation. Just give like, you know, less than a minute of a response so that we have a nice little flow. So now that I got everybody on the phone, so we're gonna start with Big City with this. Big City, you. Here's a question about
Big
the
City,
rap game.
You grind, City, I see you grinding, man. Real talk, G. Keep grinding. I respect what you're doing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. Definitely. Much respect to you, too, God.
So, Big City, here's a question. You know, we're going to take it down the line. So, as far as the game and doing music, so here's a question about oversaturation. Do you feel that music and just even the Westchester hip hop, you think that it's oversaturated with anybody doing music?
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to Big City. We're to Big City. Let Big City answer that.
What happened?
Well, I'm going to start with Big City, then I'm going to bring it down the line.
All right, cool. So I feel like there's room for everybody. I feel like nobody has to do the same exact thing that everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? If everybody comes with a different style, that's different to the table or whatever, there's room for almost anybody. everybody. You know what I mean? If Slim Jesus can start making videos and everything like that, then there's a lot of open people. You know what I mean?
So, Rick, what's your view on sack over saturation?
I'm gonna try to like not be insensitive because I know you gotta watch what you say, but I'm gonna just be honest. Like my father always told me, college is not for everybody. You know what I mean? And I know people like Bill Gates. I know people, you know, famous guys who become billionaires and on the Forbes list who dropped out of college and still became successful.
Okay.
So don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, but I just feel like rap is not for everybody. And there's a difference between somebody who wants to rap and somebody who's an artist. You know, an artist should have that complete package. Not, you know what I mean? Like having that complete package compared to just, you know, rapping on a block and stuff. And that's just really it, man. Like, college ain't for everybody and rap isn't for everybody. Everybody got to find their stride and what they good at.
Okay, all right. So, Los Wavy, what you feel about that?
And see, to me, in the Plains, man, there's a lot of cats out here with talent, man. There's a lot of cats. And the thing is, cats don't really get the exposure they really, you know what I'm saying, they need or they deserve. A lot of cats, they put music out, you know what I'm saying, and that's good. It's always good to put music out for fans to hear new music and what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with you and your fans, your clique and all of that. But the thing is, a lot of cats don't be understanding. You got to get your paperwork right. That's one of the first things. You get your paperwork right, and everything else will fall into place. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the main things. It's filled with talent, but it's just that cats got to get on the right, you know what I'm saying, the right platform to you know what I'm saying, get that exposure they need and they deserve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? A cat like you, Judah, you definitely doing it. This is what the players need, man. We need something like this, you know what I'm saying? This will bring everybody together, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody see the bigger picture of what we all trying to strive for, which is success. And that's one of the main things we need, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Real talk.
Well, one analogy, man, that I could say is like what artists definitely got to realize is like you got Los Angeles, that basically is the hub for actors, you know what I'm saying? Whereas, you know, millions and millions of talent go out to Los Angeles, Hollywood, to try to get a role, to try to get in. And then you got New York, where it's the music hub, you know what I'm saying? And where millions and millions of artists, rappers, everything come over here and try to get their foot in the door in regards to music, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is that that's New York. So we very close to New York City, but that is, once you step foot in New York, your competition is millions and millions. You know what I'm saying? You know, so on the local end, if we working together and we're building it like ATL built theirs up, you know what I'm saying? We creating our own hub. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, the eyes start to gaze over here and see what we all doing, and then you know, then everybody can see the talent here because the talent is like getting lost in the haystack. So you step into New York, you know what I'm saying? Because there's millions and millions of artists trying to get on, you know? So that's why I thought of this local piece, man, where, you know, we're going to create our own hub, you know what I'm saying? We're going to create our own lane, and folks going to be coming out here, man, to keep us because they're going to have to, you know? So it can happen, man. So, you know, as long as everybody keep doing it, I'm glad y'all keep doing your thing, man, and putting out that good music, and you know, it's going to transform, man, you know, it could transform to a video show, you know what I mean? It could transform to a lot of things, but right now, you know, being able to conversate with y'all and see where y'all going, that's a good thing, man. So here's another question I'm going to ask. I got one more caller. I don't know who this is. I'm going to see who this caller is. And caller, just know that if you're a different artist, the conversation was with these three artists, but I'm going to pick you up and see who we got here. So who we got here, 94940? Hello? 940?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm looking here at some Most Baby. I want to hear Elevate.
Okay, all right. What do you feel about Most Baby's music?
I know that he is my best friend's best friend, and I want to hear his music.
Okay.
Oh, that's love. Who this? Who this? Hey, who this? Shout out your name. Who this right here?
Kate, speaking. I'm listening. I'm looking for parking, waiting to say my piece, and I would like to hear Elevate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Kate, did you cop that? You cop that single or what? You got that off iTunes?
I did. I bought it. I bought it on iTunes, and I would love to hear it.
Much love, Kate.
That's what's up.
Cool, my sister. You're going to
hear everybody's music. So,
Shout out to Judah for this platform. God, real talk.
Yeah, no doubt. So here's what's going to happen, y'all. Basically, you know what I'm saying, the segment we got right now, we're going to keep going for another, like, 15 minutes and chopping it up. And then what's going to happen is I'm going to create an hour-long segment with everybody's music that I'm going to put up. I'm going to put it up probably tomorrow evening or Tuesday evening, and I'll prompt you before I do that, and that way you can let your listeners tune in, and they'll be able to chat, have a live chat about it, and basically hear the interview along with the music, you know. And then I'm going to create an archive piece that you can post up on your website and whatever about the whole interview, so... Just keep in contact and you'll see what's going on. But it's gonna be fly, man.
When we tune into this, when we able to tune into this, like, this is daily.
Well,
people can listen to
this right now. They got 3 more minutes until it goes off the air. But we're gonna keep talking for another 15 minutes, and then basically after we finish, I'm gonna put it up and people can listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put up the full segment within the next day or two, and they'll be able to hear everything with the music and whatnot.
I'm trying to
score
one, nigga.
So here's the question I'm going to ask everybody.
Hello?
Yo?
Yo?
All right, so here's the question I'm going to ask everybody. Everybody give, like, a minute response to this question. So, back to Big City now. Big City, where is your music? Where do you see your music 6 months from now as far as what you're working on and the project-wise? What's up for Big City in the next 6 months?
Next 6 months, we talking grind work, straight grind work. At this moment, I'm probably looking at surgery that's probably going to put me on the shelf for about a good year with my feet and everything like that. So in that time, we're talking grind time, and I got a lot of things that we are working on right now. I got the team pretty much back in motion. Me and Gunna sat down, and we're really trying to orchestrate some real good stuff. My project 12, I'm trying to have that out sometime next year. We're going to just keep shooting videos, doing the ZPLC thing. Shout out to Molly and everybody else in the click. And, we're just going to keep doing this, you know what I mean, and do it so we can't do it no more, you know what I mean? The biggest thing that I can say right now is that the fact that the big homie, Styles P, actually tweeted out my music. So that right there was a symbol to me that you gotta keep going. You got to keep going until you can't do it no more. Yeah.
No, brother Styles always show love, man. So, you know, and Jada, man. So them brothers, man, you know, thankful for, we got legends in Westchester, you know what I'm saying, that still stay up with cats, man. So that was a good look. Word,
yeah, yes, it was. Yeah, beautiful look.
Rhett, what's up with you for the next 6 months? What's going on with your music, your art?
Well, I mean, once again, just to shout out Big City, because, you know what I mean, my mans and my peoples and a couple other people talk about, you know, you're doing your thing, and I respect the fact that you brought up this concept and the term grind work, because great minds must think a lot, family, because that's all I'm doing right now. I'm just trying to get my material, you know, my word, like trying to get my material up. You know, I got a couple of things, you know what I mean, a couple of bangers, I'm not even going to lie, but it's just a mere fact of getting my paperwork together, you know, getting everything copywritten, getting, you know, everything put to the same people, you know, getting everything put in a way where it's not only mixed right, it's mastered right, so that when I give anything to the world, it's going to be professional. You know what I mean? It's grind work. It's grind work season. Ain't no time for slacking or playing off. It's cold. Everybody's going inside. So the real people that's grinding and doing something, they're doing something productive inside. You know what I mean? So being that I'm going to be inside more, whether it's at a show or whether it's in the studio or in the crib writing, I'm going to make sure that I'm productive. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep grinding. I'm trying to drop another video within the next, I say, 2 weeks to 3 weeks. I'm going to drop another video to ride out the fall. And then, you know, I'm going to just keep pushing me and doing me.
Okay.
I see you, man. All right. So, Los Wavy, what's up? You got the project out. What's going on for the next 6 months? What's happening?
For the next 6 months, man, I'm just going to be pushing this, you know what I'm saying, pushing the mixtape Black Royalty. You can also get that at Google, iTunes, Tidal, whatever digital musical outlet you mess with, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to be pushing that, trying to set up some more shows, some more tour dates. I'm actually working with a couple casts from the UK right now, you know what I'm saying, being an engineering, all that production. So I'm trying to set up a couple tour dates out there. So hopefully by summer coming up, 2016, you know what I'm saying, be able to go out there, you know what I'm saying, do some shows out there, you know what I mean, just get this independent, you know what I'm saying, that's what we got to grind for, 914, you know what I'm saying, we here.
That's a beautiful thing, bro.
Yeah.
I love so. Maybe on that note, so what's your preference? Would you prefer to be independent? And I'm get this question to everybody. Would you prefer to be independent or you prefer to have a label deal?
Well, see, as an independent artist, I have to say, you know what I'm saying, you definitely want independent in a sense because obviously you get more money, more residuals off your tracks, you know what I'm saying, your LP, whatever you put out. But, you know, ideally, everyone want to be major. Everyone want to be on a major label, you know what I'm saying? You sign, you get that publicity. You get the exposure, you know what I'm saying? Everything, it'll be ultimately better, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody will know who you are. But as far as if you're talking like money-wise, you kind of want to strive more independent. But it's a lot harder. It's more groundwork, you know, if you're doing independent. But then you're going to have to get your, you know what I'm saying, your PR, you know what I'm saying, right? You got to get all these people involved. And then it's going to come down to numbers. So, mainly, ultimately, everyone want to be major. That's the goal. You want to be major. You want everybody to know you. But independently, if you're looking at like a money standpoint, or I guess as far as like, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to build your own brand and everything, take it from the ground up, independent is where it's at. But personally, I mean, you know, that's where it go. Ultimately, it's what you.
I feel like, I feel like basically to be independent, you must know, you got to be street smart. You got to be street smart. You got to have a little bit of the book sense as well. But when you're dealing with majors, you have to be street smart. But at the very same time, your street smarts have to be at the same level as your book smart.
Yeah,
because
at any given
chance, they're gonna get your ass. You know what I mean? And they go, and the next thing you know, you got the TLC story. You telling that shit on the Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? So, if you can do one of them joint deals, kind of like how French did with Puff. You know what I mean? You do I'm more or less independent, but you're backing me, and you got this big brand behind me, but you need me. You know?
So that's the aspect of the team, man. You definitely got to have all those heads in place. You know what I'm saying? The prototype for independence is basically Rockefeller. That basically was a prototype for independence. Rockefeller, Cash Money, you know what I'm saying? You see how they operated, how they brought it up. You know what I'm saying? You saw all their key figures. You saw Slim, you saw Baby, you saw Manny Fresh. And then with Rockefeller, you saw Dame, you saw Kareem, you saw Big, and you saw Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So everybody handles their side, you know, in regards to the business. So, you know, it takes strong minds. It will take three strong minds, you know what I'm saying, to really pop as a label, you know what I mean? Because the artists got to do their part, the management got to do their part, and the business end got to do their part. So, you know, either you grind as an artist or you build a team up, you know what I mean, that's ready for business, you know what I mean, and it take a lot of information and learning to really get that.
The funny thing is that, like, even as a child, like, I told myself when I was, like, probably 12, 13, 14, that there was only two labels that I would ever want to sign with, and that was Def Jam or it was Rockefeller. You know what I mean? The funny thing, and or now Rock Nation, you know what I mean? And Rockefeller is a branch of, you know, Def Jam. So even at that, you're still with your dream company, you know?
Yeah. No doubt, man. So here's the next question that I'm going to ask. I refer to Jay-Z because Jay, you know, basically, man, for New York cats, you know, he became a prototype, man, from artist to businessman. So with his famous quote, "I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman," where does Los Wavy see the business of Los Wavy in the next 4 years? 4 years from now, where will a business of Los Wavy be?
In the next 4 years, definitely, I'm going to get this deal. I'm definitely going to have my own little team going, you know what I'm saying, try to start my own little label. That's already in the makings, you know what I'm saying? That's already in the process of going through. So, you know, hopefully in the next 4 years I could get this accomplished before then. But I want to say 4 years the max, you know what I'm saying? I should be able to do all of that. But as far as, you know, you got to look at it like that, though. It's not just now, it's music. It's always been music. Music is going to be, you know what I'm saying, the foundation. But you always got to look at the business part of it, the aspect of it, because that's where you really, you know, and you love music. That's the greatest thing when you got music as your passion. So you doing music, you know, you ain't looking for the money or the income. You want to do music. That's where it first starts off at. And then after that, you know, you obviously got to have your business part correct where you can, you know what I'm saying, you can eat from it. You can support your family, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is you're involved in. So you got to look at it as Anna, you know what I'm saying, a pleasure thing. So you got to get your business and your pleasure right. You got to have a little mix of both.
No doubt. My thing is, it's an analogy. It's like the hip-hop artist, you know what I'm saying, of today is like, it's like the athlete, you know what I'm saying? It's like the organization, you know what I'm saying? Because check it out. You know, you look at how athletes always, you know, admire artists like Drake and Jay-Z or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the thing is, it's like the athlete, they play basketball, you know what I'm saying, and they love it, and they become a star, you know what I mean? But the ultimate game plan is to win a championship, you know what I'm saying? But the athlete alone can't win the championship. The GM, the coach, all these, and the fellow players, all these people play a role in the success of the legacy of the athlete, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you as an artist, you're out there to win a championship, to get your music heard, you know what I'm saying? And your goal is to have people around you that's going to support that, you know? So the talent is the artist, but at the same time, a hip-hop artist, you have the opportunity to be all those roles, you know what I'm saying? Like, because Jay-Z basically became all of those roles. A basketball player, you know, very few that, over time, an athlete over time, very few of them that will actually become every role. You know what I'm saying? So that's the advantage that artists have, man. Like, we can really be the biggest thing going, you know what I mean? Because, and the foundation just being music, you know? So that's the power of music, man. It's very powerful. You know what I'm saying? Very, very powerful. So recognition, the next 4 years, where's the business of recognition going to be?
I say the business aspect could be going for, you know, like I said, not only getting my publishing and everything situated, making sure all my music is copywritten, you know, making sure I could not only establish a successful mixtape, you know, a successful buzz, better social media connect, you know, linking up with some good people that could also bring me to a point in my music career where not only I understand my music, what's going on in the studio, but understanding the business of the music, understanding the marketing techniques, understanding how to appeal to different audiences, you know, just taking that business aspect of knowing everything to the T. Not taking too much, you know, from my artistry, you know, because I feel like sometimes people either put too much on their plate or, you know, they oversaturate things that they need to do and they can't focus on what they're trying to do. I want to make sure I have an equal balance
of, you know, my music, understanding the business, and that's basically it.
All right, all right. So, Big City, for the next 4 years, where will the business of ZPLC Big City be?
Well, I mean, as of right now, as you can see, like, we're already kind of doing things and trying to, like, get in the motion of doing stuff, you know. You see, every summer we throw a cookout, and it gets better and better every year. Unfortunately, we had to take a year off this year due to unfortunate circumstances last year. We got banned from the park, so we had to, you know, take a step back this year and then reboot next year, and we're gonna come back bigger and stronger. But next 4 years, I see everything just working its way out and finally coming to where it should be at. You know, me, myself, I want to really be established, because, like, this music that I'm actually making, this isn't no regular, you know, type of push play on the joint, and you got track after track after track. Like, no. We got songs that are merging into things or whatever. I'm trying to do the Justin Timberlake type shit with this rap shit. You know what I mean? But even at that, it's not even just rapping. You know what I mean? I'm in this booth. I'm rapping. I'm singing. I'm doing things that I probably say to myself, maybe I shouldn't even be doing it. But I'm like, if I'm not gonna do it, who the hell else is gonna do it? So might as well do it. And if it sounds good, and if I really do it, you know what I mean, go with it and go with your heart. So I'm the type of person that, like, I like to study the greats. On my time off, I study. I sit back and I watch James Brown. I watch Michael Jackson. I watch Jay. I watch even Madonna. I watch Prince. I watch every one of these icons, and I see what they do and when they perform and how they touch each and every one of these people. I want to be one of those people that when I come on that stage and I don't even have to say nothing, you faint. You fall on the floor.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Because you know, once that music starts pumping and jamming, you're about to be in for a show. You know what I mean? A lot of people just get on the stage and they just move around and they start rapping. You know what I mean? Nah. It's about hitting each corner of that stage, making eye contact with each and every person. You know what I mean? And making sure that you touch their minds, their heart, and their soul.
Yeah.
You got them for an hour and a half. Make sure that they are yours for an hour and a half. Every guy wants to be your best friend. Every girl wants to be with you for that hour and a half.
Nah, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
No,
so at that, that's where I see where it's coming. You know what I mean? I want to rule the world. But at the same time, rule the world musically, kind of like MJ did, you know what I mean? And still bring a message, you know, and still have substance into your music, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that missing, you know, and people are making records for right now, you know, and I want to hear records that when you press play 10 years later, it sounds like it did when it just came out, and it feels good.
Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, yeah, y'all, before they cut us off, you know what I mean, because this mechanism, you know, definitely will evolve. The platform is definitely going to change over time. I'm glad for y'all participating in this conversation. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to keep y'all abreast to the next steps within the next few days. And thanks for the great interview, y'all. And, you know what I mean, y'all keep it moving, keep going. And make sure y'all share it when I send it to y'all. And y'all be able to listen back to this interview within the next, like, 3-4 minutes. So, yeah. So, thank y'all for calling in, man. The train has left the station. And we're going to keep moving. And some new things are going to develop from this. Word up. All right? So, word up. All right,
word.
Y'all.
Thank you,
absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity, Judah, definitely.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys calling in
as well. Yeah. All right, y'all. So, you know. Stay up.
You are listening to Lord Judah. Lord Judah.